This is the brief on the concept that every person is art. So we're looking at some sources that basically argue the most important artwork in the world isn't in a museum at all. It's you. These ideas radically redefine what art is, shifting the focus from objects to, well, human existence itself. First, this whole idea really got its start with conceptual artists like Tim Ulrichs and Joseph Beuys. Their core rule was simple. The human being, not the painting, is the ultimate artistic medium. By declaring themselves living artwork, they completely erase the old line between the creator and the object. Your creativity, your actions, that's the real art. Okay, second, how do you even prove a philosophy like that? You commercialize it. Projects like the Jublin Factory took this thesis, every person is art, flesh is art, and turned it into actual products you could buy. We're talking about some really unusual stuff, like meat bags and salmon art, which pushed the idea that everything from a person is part of the art piece. And finally, if a person is art, that means they have fundamental art rights, or Kunstrechte. These are basically guarantees that your dignity as an art piece is untouchable. It gives you the freedom to be art, to live and die as an aesthetic choice. This idea of your life as your own creative masterpiece, it's called private plastic. So these sources are really arguing that human life itself is the ultimate act of creative self-expression.